Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Mija, or Binti in Arabic. This is episode 1 of season 3 of our podcast. But it's not about a person, it's about a place. In Arabic, the word for home is bayt. Over the course of this season, I will share Bayti with you, the story of an Egyptian immigrant family and our journey from Alexandria to London to New York City. So here goes 10 minutes on Bayti. We're on a relatively quiet street in Alexandria, on the third floor of a building with green shutters on its windows. We can hear music growing louder and louder. In the balcony, we see the shadows of men and women laughing and dancing. This is in Bayt. In the distance, we hear a phone ringing somewhere inside in Bayt. It is a call from a young daughter of immigrants now living in America. That's me. Here in El Bayt, where the family has reunited to break our Ramadan fast, it's hard to hear, as usual. This daughter doesn't give up though. She needs to hear their voices. Before we begin, let me take you around the house for a moment. Here in El Bayt, those alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming are reunited. In the corner, we see a young man wearing a kufiya, DJing the soiree. His eyes are closed as he bobs his head to the music. That's my uncle, Sharif, one of the coolest tech and music nerds you'll ever meet. Beside him is a man with a great white beard. The wrinkles around his eyes show just how hard he's worked all his life. He's also a music lover, always tapping his hand on his knee to some beat or another. That's Baba Abdul, my dad. He's commenting on the merits of this new music, Mahraganat, which sprouted from the revolution. But he prefers the classics. Suddenly, he grabs the oud, the oldest string instrument in history, and starts playing a tune to remind the young Sharif of real music. Across the living room, decorated with Arabic calligraphy and papyrus art, we see a beautiful woman wearing a turquoise veil that matches her turquoise eyes. That's Muna, my mom, She's talking to her father about hieroglyphics. See, she's been working on translations using the Rosetta Stone. They're speaking so loud that if you didn't understand what they were saying, you'd think that they were arguing. But that's just how Egyptians talk. O is passionate. Silence only slips in when Muna decides to take a break to munch on the basbousa prepared by another woman. The older lady standing by the window, wearing a beautifully embroidered veil, typical of her native Alexandria, she too has light eyes, hazel ones, that preside over the grand table, set up for the meal of the evening. That's Gidda Dawlat, my grandmother. Muna walks over to her, and Gidda smiles happily, offering dates to snack on. After she hands the food to her daughter-in-law, Gidda stares out the window at the Mediterranean Sea, thinking of the world her family has seen so very far away from here. She sighs and reorganizes the plates as Sharif switches up the music once more. All the while, the phone continues to ring. Albeit is so animated at this point that they can't seem to hear it. Just then, the door opens and a young man arrives wearing fitted jeans under a dark blue galabeya that matches his kufi. He breaks into dance immediately, even before he says hello to the family. For this, he's scolded and hugged at once by all the women. That's my brother, Omar. He's the life of the party. Funny, charming, a very good dancer. As he settles in, the music starts to fade. The phone has stopped ringing for just a moment as the family gathers in the living room to hear. Giddu Marzu, my grandfather. Like out of a black and white Egyptian movie, he wears a three-piece suit with a clean mustache and a wool hat, always on the brink of telling a good story. He begins. Ahem. Hiba was a hardworking and talented woman. She knew how to maintain the boat business, but she wanted more from life. She dreamed of having a cafe in Cairo, as famous as Cafe Rish. When she was just 33, she had saved enough money to own her very own cafe. And Hiba was so happy, she told everyone on the street. Big mistake. Because when she told her best friend Meryem, her face burned with envy. It burned so hot that if she greeted her friend with a kiss, she would surely have burned her cheek. Meryem was so envious of her friend at the opening party that she didn't even congratulate her. Her envy was so strong that she came so close to casting hasad on Hiba. Except that great-grandfather Mahmoud gave her a bracelet carrying a nazar stone with a blue eye on it, engraved on its back the Ayat al-Kursi, Quranic verse. Together, these elements would protect her from hasad. So she was saved. He continues, but her brother Khalil was not so lucky. He was struck by the evil eye after boasting about the success of his car repair business to a competitor. After a long day at work, he suddenly fell ill and left this world. As he always does, Marzouk concludes his hasid stories with this: La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power except by the power of God. Hasad is a malicious envy. It means you want what others have and wish them all the evil in the world. It is also an evil that others cast on you for what you have or have achieved in life. It's so dangerous. You must avoid it at all costs. In fact, I'm reminded of this fact every single day. The bracelet in the story carries a blue stone charm that can protect you from it. You've probably seen it somewhere. It's dark blue, and it's got a light blue eye on it. Its wearer is protected from the evil eye, or what we call hasad. To protect ourselves from hasad, as my auntie Hiba did, we had to be aware of this envy, whether it was our own or someone else's, and always, always celebrate our achievements discreetly and with humility, or as New Yorkers say, on the DL. The down low. Just as Marzouk completes the tale, the phone rings once more. And this time, someone finally hears it. Mona answers in Arabic.
Hello, Mien. Hello, who is it?
Hi, it's Binti.
Hey, Binti, my dear. Don't cry, everything will be okay.
Here in El Beit, the phone is passed around, and the girl on the other end feels less lonely, less far away. Before hanging up, she says,
I think it will be. I know what I need to do now. Where to begin?
Ah, yes. I say as healing incense fills my room on the other end, my name is Binti, the Arabic word for Micha, my daughter. And in this series, I'll tell you their stories of those alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming.
This podcast was produced by Studio Ochenta. Story by Rana Abdelhamid and Mona El-Bogdadi. Creative Director and Executive Producer, Lori Martinez. Senior Fiction Producer, Maru Lombardo. Assistant Producer, Zeyna Abuel-Makarem. Associate Producers, Rebecca Seidel and Fadi Samitoson. Original theme song by Gabriel Dalmaso. Sound Editors, Luis Raul López-Levi and Maru Lombardo. Special thanks to Sadia Azmat and Alia Moro, who advised us on the Arab-Egyptian Londoner experience. In English, Miha was voiced by Rana Abdelhamid. Rana is also the founder and ED of a nonprofit organization called Malika, which runs self-defense, financial literacy, and healing justice programs, building safety and power for women around the world. You can learn more and support their work at malika.org. Our graphic designer for this season was Sebastian Marquez, and our social media manager is Leisha Lopez. This podcast is available in English, Spanish, and Arabic. You can find episodes from every version plus full transcripts on ochentastudio.com/mijapodcast. Follow us at Mija Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you like the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.